Video: 7 heard as massive wind-driven fire erupts at NYC apartment building. By Amy Furr on January 10, 2025. A fire erupted inside an apartment building in the Allerton section of the Bronx early Friday, resulting in several people being hurt. The blaze happened on the top floor of the building on Wallace Avenue, Fox 5 reported. Crews with the New York City Fire Department, FDNY, arrived at approximately 1:45 a.m., the agency said in a social media post. The Fox article referred to the blaze as a 5-alarm fire. A neighbor who lives in a nearby building said the flames spread, then the wind blew it to the next building. And then it went down to the next floor, and it's sad because I've been in this community for so many years and I have not seen this happen around here before. According to the FDNY's chief of department John Esposito, the blaze destroyed all the top floor apartments, per ABC7. Initially we had fire companies inside, conducting searches, removing people and attempting to fight the fire. The fire had too much headway, it's extremely dangerous to our firefighters, he added. Video footage shows the massive fire sweeping through the building as crews worked to put it out. According to the ABC report, 2 residents and 5 firefighters suffered smoke inhalation during the incident. However, Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker said no serious injuries to report, and that's a miracle. This was a very, very large fire, wind-driven. Very sad. Very difficult fire that firefighters continue to fight under conditions that causes to have lots of relief. One woman who spoke to ABC 7 said that building was where she lived and she was standing there in shock, watching it burn. It's just like it hasn't settled in. It's like, I mean, everything from Christmas, you name it, the kids. I have twins, 7-year-old twins. Their birthday's Friday. I'm speechless, she said, later adding when the alarm went off and firefighters told them it was time to leave, everyone grabbed what they could to escape. The Red Cross is helping the approximately 180 people who were displaced as a result of the fire. The blaze is still being investigated, per the ABC article. But residents told the outlet they have been living there without heat for a while and called 311 to report it. Some even say people turned on their stoves and ovens to keep warm in the frigid temperatures and believe this may have played a part. Officials say they'll look into the 311 complaints, the article said.